请大家不要在每首歌之间鼓掌。
And we also request that there be no clapping to the beat during the songs.
也请不要在我们唱歌的时候打拍子。
However, after our last song, encouraging light applause will be much appreciated.
然而，当我们唱完后，请给我们轻微的掌声以示鼓励。
Through these songs, we hope to give all the glory, praise, and especially thanksgiving to our Heavenly Father and Lord Jesus.
透过这些歌，希望我们将荣耀、赞美与感谢归给在天上的父神和主耶稣。
Thank you. 把颂赞归给我们的神。 Let's praise be to the Lord. Our children can now leave quietly for Sunday school classes. The sixth graders, please stay. If you are sitting at the back, you are invited to move up to the front. 坐在后面的弟兄姐妹，前面有一些空位，你可以往前坐。We would like to first welcome first-time visitors to our church, friends and families, and we welcome you. We would like to request you to stand up, introduce your name and your place of residence.
我们现在希望利用这个机会介绍第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姐妹家人。我们很欢迎你，请你站起来介绍你贵姓，住在哪里。 On my left-hand side, 左手边有没有第一次来的 first time, 请介绍。好，这是 Peggy 的儿子。还有没有？左手边有没有？右手边 on the right hand side 有没有第一次来的 ？First time visitors on the right。Okay, every year at this time in the month of June.We always remember those people, those young people who are graduating from college in May and who are about to graduate from high school in June. 每一年这个时间到六月份的时间，我们就纪念很多大学生在五月份毕业，有一些高中生在这个月也有毕业。What we remember is how the Lord's work on them when they were young at church and how important it is.我们在纪念神在他们在年幼的时候在教会里面的工作，所以我们希望就把今天的主日特别为这个事情来把一切感恩颂赞归给我们的神。 And because of God's work on the young people, we specially dedicate today's service as a thanksgiving to our Lord's work on the young generation.Today we have testimonies from parents, we have testimony from high school graduate, and we have testimony from those young people who have graduated for some time, and we have testimony from those who are still in college. 今天我们的分享信息有一个母亲，我们也有今年高中毕业的学生，我们也有一些已经大学已经毕业的以前的学生，我们也有一些是现在还在大学的学生，他们都有同一个意向，就是把颂赞归给我们的神。All these people making sharings and testimonies have one vision, one common vision is to give thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ. 好，我们现在第一个the first one to make testimony, he has graduated for some time, he was a student, but now he's a teacher of many students. 第一个要做见证的，他以前是学生，他现在是一个老师，他有很多学生，所以他们为我们做见证。The first one will be Gerald. Pastor King will translate. Gerald 为做见证，金弟兄来翻译。
Oh, I don't know why it's that.All right, I've been through a couple of graduations at this church already.
我在这个教会里面我已经参加过几次的毕业典礼。
But today's graduation really has special significance for me.
可是今天对我是有特别的意义。
And it's because of the three seniors involved.
因为今天有这三位高中毕业的学生。
Caleb, Christina, and John, these three really have a special place in my heart.
Caleb, John, and Christina, 你们三位在我的心里面有很重的地位。
I've seen them grow up all through 4 years of high school, and I've shared many, many memories with them.
你们三位，我曾经跟你们一起成长，有很多很好的回忆。
As many of you know, both Mike and myself are involved in this youth ministry called Asian Young Life.
你们或许都知道 Michael 跟我在青年年轻人的这个聚会里面有个叫做 Young Life， 里面我们参加很多的服事。
And Caleb, Christina, and John were really like our very first Asian Young Life kids.
这三位是我们最早的成员。
The ministry could not have grown to what it is today without them.
如果没有他们三位的话，我们今天我的这个服事不可能到今天的光景。
These three really have been with us through all our growing pains.
而这三位在我们成长的过程里面，实在是一起经历了许多许多事情。
They've been a huge part of my life, and they're still a huge part of my life.
他们这三位在我的心目中实在是有很重的分量。
Now I remember last year I took a trip to Taiwan with Caleb.
我记得去年夏天我跟 Caleb 一起到台湾去。
And we met this amazing pastor. Our friend Greg introduced us to his pastor in Taiwan.
我在台湾认识了一位很年轻的牧师。
He was trying to start a church in Taiwan. He was actually younger than me.
事实上，这个牧师他的年龄比我还小，可是他却在台湾要开始一个教会。
And he was very, very wise.
他非常的智慧。
And I remember one of the things that he said to me, something that I just remember was that ministry works both ways.
我记得非常清楚，他说了一句话，他说，在神的工作上面，事实上是双方面进行的。
And what he meant by that was that even though he was a pastor ministering to people, even though he was teaching his congregation, he was also learning from them as well. He was also being ministered to them as well.
他的意思是说，当我服侍人的时候，当我在教会牧养的时候，事实上，当我的会众，他们也牧养了我。
Now I know I play these leadership roles to Caleb, Christina, and John because I'm the older Christian brother, and you know I'm their youth group leader, and I'm their Asian Young Life leader. But I also, as I'm teaching them, and as I'm ministering to them, ministry worked both ways. They're also ministering to me as well.
虽然我是他们的大哥哥，我也是他们的领导，可是事实上，当我在服侍他们的时候，他们也服侍我。
In the past 5 years, I've also learned a lot about God from my younger siblings in Christ.
在过去五年里面，我从他们的身上，我学习很多有关于神的事。
And I want to share with you some of the things they've taught me about God.
我就是要跟你们分享他们教导了我什么。
First, from John.
首先我讲一下 John.
One of the things I'm most impressed about Jonathan is his boldness for the Lord.
我最深的印象对 John 的印象就是他对着主的那种勇敢的那种心，为主发热心。
Now, in the past couple years, I've known a lot of kids from Cresco High School. I've hung out with a lot of teenagers. Went to their sports games, went to their concerts, brought them to Young Life Camp. But even so, you know, whenever I go into Cresco High School, I still get really, really, really nervous.
虽然在过去几年里面，我常常接触高中生，我也到 Cresco High School 去，可是到现在我有时候进到了这个学校的时候，我还是感觉非常的紧张。
I know God has called me to minister to the school and to these kids, but I just get when I'm there. Sometimes I just get so nervous. I have doubts. I get scared.
虽然我知道神给我的托付是要到这个高中生里面去跟他们认识，向他们传福音，可是每次我去的时候，我还是感觉很紧张。
But the way John is so bold about his faith always encourages me.
可是John 他的那个他实在是给了我很大的鼓励，当我看到他对同学中间所做的。
John is definitely not shy about what he believes in, and I'm not talking about the fact that he wears his, you know, Christian gear.
我很肯定的告诉你们 ，John 他一点都没有因为他的信仰他觉得很不好意思。我当然不是说他只是他穿什么样的东西来表示他的信仰。
I remember when Asian Young Life was just getting started at Cresco, and I was sharing with John a vision for reaching Cresco High School, for reaching his friends.
我很记得当我们这个 Asian Young Life 这个 侍奉要开始的时候，我告诉江总说，能不能让我去认识一下你们的同学？
And I wanted him to introduce me to some of his friends.
我要他介绍一个同学给我。
You know, and when I shared this with him, I thought, you know, he was going to, the next time I'm at school, he was going to introduce new people, or, you know, maybe he's going to, you know, invite me to play basketball with him.
当我这样子要求的时候，我在想说，这样可能会就是介绍我认识他的一个朋友，或者让我去跟他们打球，认识他。
But in his John Liu manner, he goes all out, and the next week, John actually invites me to his friend's house.
就在我们的John他的那种勇敢的那种做法，在他的那种做法里面，他竟然在下个礼拜，他就带我就到了那个同学的家里面去。
Now, you know, it was all very, very sudden.
那是非常突然的事情。
And you know, when he said this to me, I was really taken aback.
当这样说，我们到同学家去的时候，我倒是有点害怕。
But I couldn't refuse because I just shared this with him last week.
因为我才跟他讲过，上个礼拜才说我们要为主做见证。
Both John and I started driving to his friend's house.
所以我们两个就到了那个人的家。
And we get there, I realized it wasn't a house, but this huge, intimidating mansion.
当我到那个同学家的时候，我发现不是一个小房子，那简直是一个大宫殿。
And what's worse, you know, I thought, you know, there were going to be a couple of other people there, but it was just me, John, and his friend.
我还本来以为还有别的人在场，结果不是，我一去那里。就只有我们三个人。
You know, this friend that I've never met.
这个朋友我一点都没，从来没碰过。
And, you know, and I just remember, you know, when we were there, he was introducing me to his friend.
当我到那里的时候 ,John 就跟我介绍。
He was saying to his friend, okay, this is Gerald, he's my youth group leader.
他就告诉人家说，这是 Gerald, 是我的辅导。
And I think his friend looked at him and me and said, okay.
他的朋友看一看就说，哦，好啊。
He must have thought it was the weirdest, strangest thing.
这实在是一个，我对我来讲那个时候好像很奇怪。
And the whole night actually was really awkward.
那整个晚上我都变得很不自然。
I mean, we played cards, we had small talk, but it was awkward for all of us.
我们就在一起玩牌或者玩球，可是我整个晚上我觉得很奇怪。
And looking back, you know, there might have been some things that I would have hoped we'd done differently.
事实上，当我现在回想起来的时候，我想我那个时候应该可以做一点不同的事。
But here is what I love about that memory.
你知道，现在我来讲的就是现在我要讲到重点，就是我怎么样回忆这件事。
I love the fact that John was so passionate and so bold.
我实在是非常的欣赏 John， 他是这样的热情，这样的直接。
He wanted his friends to know Christ, and he was willing to drag me into his friend's house with the hope of getting his friends involved with Young Life and ultimately with Jesus.
他是这么的热切，希望他的朋友能够认识耶稣，所以他把我带到他朋友的家里面去。
And some of you might have met that friend last week because he was at John's baptism, and I'm sure it was John who invited him.
上个礼拜这个朋友也来了，参加着 John 的受洗。我相信你们中间有人认识他，可是我深信是 John 让他来认识耶稣的。
I just love the way John dives into the things of God.
我实在是非常欣赏 John， 他就这样子把人带到神的面前。
He just runs through walls chasing after him.
他就是真的有床，他也有这个墙壁，他也冲过去，他就是去带人来。
Even in the way John deals with his spiritual growth is like that.
甚至 John 他自己在他的个人灵命的追求上面也是这种态度。
I remember, you know, a couple years back when John and I were meeting every week just to see how he's doing and how we're doing.
我记得几年前当我跟进 John 常常一个礼拜有几次跟他见面的时候。
And we got onto the topic of devotions, of spending time with God.
我们谈到了我们要每天跟神花时间亲近。
And what John shared with me, I remember one time, really encouraged me.
我记得有一次 John 这么说的，实在使我得到很大的鼓励。
He was saying how he didn't want to just spend time with God just once a day. He wanted to do it twice a day.
他说每天跟灵修，跟主的灵修，他觉得一次不够，他要花两次的时间单独跟主。
He wanted to do double devotions.
他说他想要做双重的，这样跟主亲近。
And when I see that kind of fervor, for the Lord, I get encouraged and I get reminded to get lost in the things of God too.
当我看到 John 他这样子的对主这样的热切的时候，提醒了我，实在是我失去了对主的那个爱。
And now on to Christina.
那现在我来讲 Christina,
the only girl of the trio. And Christina is really like a sister to me.
Christina实在是像我的妹妹。And the way
I treat Christina is not really any different than the way I treat Jenny, my own biological sister.
事实上，我对 Christina 就跟我对我的妹妹 Jenny 一样。
I know I'm always poking fun of her and making fun of her and getting on her case about how she's the queen of awkward conversation.
我常常有时候就开她玩笑，那么也讲跟她讲话也乱讲，这样有时候就好像就跟我妹妹一样。And
while this is all in good fun, I know there are times when my words have been insensitive towards her.
我想起来，有时候就是因为我这样把她当妹妹，有时候我跟她讲话的时候就很有时候就。 很不没有敏锐的感觉，就随便乱讲。But
even so, Christina has shown me so much grace and puts up with my callousness.
虽然这样，可是我觉得 Christina 她对我实在是有很大的忍耐，而且很多的恩典对我。And
it's not just with me.
不只是她对我这样。I've
seen Christina show so much grace to other people in her life who have hurt her or disappointed her.
我实在在 Christina 身上看到她。 对，不论是伤害他的人，或者使他失望的人，他总是这样有一个恩典的心肠。
And I wish I could be as sensitive to those around me as you have, Christina.
Christina, 我实在是希望我也有像你那样一个敏锐的心。
I remember last week at John's baptism, and you know, while this whole process was going on, for some reason, Christina just started crying.
我记得上个礼拜当 John 在做见证的时候。 我就发现突然 Christina 就哭了起来。Christina,
I'm sorry for embarrassing you again.
我很抱歉，我好像又使你难堪。And
here's the part that's so hard for me to comprehend.
我实在有时候搞不懂。She
wasn't crying because she was sad. Rather, she was crying happy tears.
我不懂的就是说，有时候她这个哭并不是难过，而是快乐，太高兴的哭了。
She was so happy at John's public proclamation of his faith. She was so happy at what was going on with the baptismal service that she was actually crying.
她实在是非常高兴John受洗，所以她哭了。Now,
I was really happy for John and for everyone who got baptized too.
我当然也为John能够受洗，我很高兴。But,
you know, I wasn't crying.
可是我好像哭不出来。But
honestly, I do. You know, I want to be like Christina, where someone else's happiness and joy helps encourage and shape my happiness and joy.
我也流泪了，可是我真的盼望能够像Christina这样，就是很愿意分享别人的快乐。I
want to have a heart that's able to empathize with others in such a way.
我盼望我有像Christina这样的一个心肠，能够跟别人认同。
The ability to show grace and the ability to empathize are gifts.
像这样的能够对人给恩典，像跟人有这样同样的认同的心，我实在是很盼望有。And
Christina, I hope when you're down at Rutgers, you wouldn't hide these gifts, but use them to love others and in turn love God.
Christina, 我希望你到大学的时候，你应该把你的这种这样的一个恩典，能够向你的朋友们都展开。
Last but not least, Caleb King.
最后我讲Caleb.
I'm so thankful and so grateful that God has put Caleb in my life.
我实在是为着我的生命中能够有Caleb，我非常感恩。
I believe God placed Caleb in my life as an encouragement.
我深信我能够认识Caleb是在我的生命中是一个鼓励。
As a new youth group counselor, here in Bergen County, Caleb was really the first teenager that I knew.
当我刚刚开始做年轻人的辅导的时候, Caleb 是我最早认识的年轻人。
And I think God purposely put Caleb in my life to build my confidence as a youth leader.
我相信神把Caleb放在我的生命中，是因为要用他来鼓励我成为一个带领年轻人的人。
Though I was this older Christian brother and I was this youth leader to Caleb, I don't really think I did that much.
虽然我是他的辅导，可是我不认为我帮助他什么。Caleb
already had amazing parents who were sold out for the Lord.
Caleb他们已经有很敬虔的父母。He
had godly sisters, you know, both of them who are involved in youth ministry now.
他也有他的两个姐姐，他们也是真的是这么样的，在年轻人的事工上参与。
And he had a church that really cared about him.
更重要的是，他有一个真的是这么爱他的教会。
I mean, Caleb is a church kid to the fullest extent.
Caleb 是完全不折不扣的一个从在教会里面长大的孩子。
I mean, he really is this church's kid.
他真的就是这个教会里面的孩子。
Everyone knows him. So many people here care about him. You know, he's the poster child for the church.
他是每一个人在这里这么多的人爱他他实在就是这个教会的孩子。
And that's something that always encouraged me, how this church loves Caleb.
实在是常常让我看到这个教会是怎么样的爱他。
And how Caleb loves the church.
而他是怎么爱这个教会。
I think that that's one of the most important thing I learned from Caleb, what it looks like to love the church.
我从 Caleb 身上学到一件事，是我要怎么样去爱教会。
I just remember this past year how after Friday night basketball games, you know, Caleb, even though he was the captain of the basketball team, would rush back immediately to the church to join the youth group.
我记得去年礼拜五的晚上，虽然 Caleb 是篮球队的队长，可是他每次打完篮球以后，他是怎么样的，就还要赶到教会来。
And we've all seen Caleb lead songs for church almost every Sunday.
我基本上在聚会中，我常常看到 Caleb 在带领诗歌。
But it's not about him just showing up at church or even serving the church. It's Caleb's heart to want to see people in this church grow in Christ.
我要讲的还不是他怎么样服侍的方面，而是他怎么样的对人在这个教会。
One of the things I love about my relationship with Caleb is the ease in which we can talk about spiritual things.
我最觉得 Caleb 能帮助我的就是我是这么的容易跟他就能够谈论属灵的事。
I love that.
我实在是非常喜欢。
It's so refreshing to be able to be involved in a conversation that goes beyond sports, beyond school, grades, beyond, you know, gadgets and cars. And whatever else most guys spend their time talking about.
我实在觉得我跟 Caleb 中间竟然能够从运动器或者谈车子或者谈很多所有男孩子能够谈的事情，甚至我们能够谈到我们属灵上面的交通。
I'm so grateful to the Lord that my friendship with Caleb is filled with spiritual conversation.
我实在是感谢神，因为我觉得我跟 Caleb 中间的谈话里面常常充满了谈论属灵的事情。
Actually, one of the most touching things that Caleb ever said to me was actually when he got his driving license.
有一件事情最感动我的就是当他首先拿到了他的驾照的时候。
He called me up and he was telling me, Gerald, I got my license. You know, I passed.
他一拿到驾驶执照的时候，他就告诉我说，我拿到驾照了。
And both of us, you know, on the phone were really, really excited.
我们两个都非常的高兴。
But then he said something that made me really, really sad.
后来他就说了一件事情使我感到很难过。
He said he was going to miss all the amazing conversations we had in my car.
他说，我最难过的是从现在起我将会非常怀念我坐你的车子的时候跟你中间的谈话。
As a youth leader, I discovered that the car is one of the most holy places.
作为一个年轻人的辅导，我发现原来我的车子里面是一个最神圣的一个地方。
I've just had so many great conversations, not only with Caleb, but with so many other kids too.
我就发现在车子里面我能够跟许多的年轻人，不止 Caleb， 能够在那里有这样的一个属灵的谈话。
And Caleb was telling me how he was going to miss those conversations.
Caleb 告诉我说他会非常怀念这一段。
Now, if I were like Christina, I'd probably be crying. but a lot of what we talked about in church in the car was about this church.
我们在车子里面所谈论的大部分都是关于教会的事。
And a lot of what we prayed for in the car was for this church.
而我们在车子里面祷告的也都是为着教会。
I just remember always praying with Caleb, not just for the youth group, but also for the young adults and even for the Chinese congregation.
我跟 Caleb 常常祷告的还不只是年轻人，我们为着这些年轻的做事的人，弟兄姊妹，甚至为着我们中文组的大人们。
And we did this so often because Caleb loved the church.
我们经常这样做，因为 Caleb 爱这个教会。
And Caleb reminds me to love the church too.
Caleb 提醒我要爱教会。
So, Caleb, Christina, and John.
所以 Caleb, Christina 和 John,
thanks so much for being such an important part of my life.
我感谢你们是我生命中这么重要的部分。
Thank you for making it so easy for me to be your older brother in Christ.
我非常感谢你，你们使我做你们的大哥哥并不难。
Thank you for making youth ministry so easy and so rewarding.
谢谢你们使我成为觉得做年轻的工作是这么不是那么的难，而且是这么的荣耀。
Most important, thank you for teaching me more about Jesus.
最重要的是谢谢你们让我学习认识耶稣。
I just feel really blessed that God has brought the three of you into my life.
你们三位能够带我到我的生命中，实在是我神给我最大的祝福。
But I hope that I would not be the only one to have benefited from your friendships.
我希望我不是只是唯一的从你们身上得到益处的人。
And as you three go out into the collegiate world, it is my hope that you guys would go and make an impact in other people's lives as well.
我希望当你们进入世界的时候，你们能够使这个世界产生影响。
That because you are at Wheaton, at Rutgers, here in Bergen, that people at these places will have grown closer to God because of you.
我希望你们虽然到不同的大学，可是能够因着你们使人家能够认识耶稣。
I know at a lot of these church graduations, you'll hear people talking about how to keep yourself pure in college.
我相信你们也听到许多人告诉你们说你们在大学里面要怎么保持你的圣洁。
You'll hear a lot of advice about how to stay on track with God, about how to, you know, defend yourself against temptation.
而你们也听到很多人告诉你们要怎么样来抵挡试探。
And that's all true. You should be on guard. You should defend yourself against the temptations at college.
那都是真实的，你们应该要怎么样子来抵挡试探，保守你自己。
But I want you to take a step further.
可是我不止这样，我对你的还对你们三位有另外一个更深的、更进一步的要求。
I want you to be on the offensive for the Lord too.
我希望你们为着主的缘故，更积极的进攻，往前冲。
I don't want you to just not conform to the world. I want you to change the world.
我不要只是你们说，哎，我不要跟世界认同，我更要你们去改变这个世界。
I want you to go to your respective schools and claim ground for the kingdom.
我希望你们到你们个别要去的学校里面，你们是为着主的国度，你们在那里宣扬。
There's a strange verse in the Bible that compares children to arrows.
有一个圣经上面曾经有一段教导。看起来很奇怪，他形容这个孩子跟把年轻人跟箭形容在一起。
The verse in Psalm says, "Blessed is the man whose quiver is full."
在诗篇里面说到，凡是箭袋里面充满了箭的人是有福的人。
And Jim Elliot, who's a Wheaton man, Caleb.
Jim Elliot, 这位 Wheaton College 的校友。
And a famous Christian missionary, he had a profound interpretation of this verse.
他在一个基督徒的联合聚会大会里面，他说了一个非常深刻的话。
And this is what he says.
他这样说的。
And what is a quiver full of but arrows?
他说。
And what is
say it again?
And what is a quiver full of but arrows?
他说到底这个箭要做什么用呢？
And what are arrows for but to shoot?
但因为这个箭就是用来射的。
So with the strong arm of prayer,
所以当这个很强的一个弓祷告的这个弓
，draw the bowstring back and let the arrows fly。
而且他能够把这个一个很强的祷告的弓能够把箭拉满，而且能够把箭射出去。
All of them straight at the enemy's hosts。
这射出去的箭是直接射中仇敌的身上。
And so today, Caleb, John, and Christina.
所以今天Caleb, John, and Christina,
the church draws our bowstring back.
今天我们这个教会就是把这个弓拉满了。
And let you, our arrows,
你们三位就是这个箭
fly straight at the enemy's hosts.
他们教会要把你们这三个箭射向，直接射向仇敌的心脏。
Go and claim ground for the kingdom.
你们应该出去宣扬神的国度。
Go and change the world.
出去改变这个世界。
Our church sends you.
我们教会上差派你们出去。
God sends you.
神差派你们出去。
Go.
往前冲。
The next to make testimony is a young sister who
who has just finished his freshman year in college. 下一位是一个年轻的姐妹, 她刚刚念完大学第一年, is Joanna.
Okay, 大家好。
Greeting to everyone.
我来这个教会的时间不是很长。
I haven't been staying too long at this church.
所以呢，我不能像 Gerald 那样的认识你们。
So I do not know the very well with some of you as well as what Gerald know.
但是我就有一个就是短短的分享想跟你们讲，我在大学学到的。
I want to share with you a little bit of what I've learned in college.
从大学回来以后，很多人就会问我说，在大学怎么样啊？
So a lot of people ask me, how's your first year in college?
都学到了些什么？
And what have you learned from college?
我仔细想了一下，我就会跟他们说，我觉得大学是一个你去认识自己的地方。
I thought of it very carefully, and I told many of them that college is a place where you know yourself.
我记得去年六月份教会办了一个 graduation party.
I remember the last graduation ceremony at church last year.
我觉得真的很好，因为我从来都没有在教会有过这样的 party.
And I really felt very well because I never had that experience before.
走的时候还有很多人跟我说，你上大学以后应该没问题。
And a lot of people encouraged me and said you will have no problem in college.
你的信仰也很这样，所以你应该没问题。
And because of your steadfastness in your faith.
那我也就是兴高采烈的这样去大学。
And then I went to college in high spirit.
然后呢，就是去了以后，先去找教会，找团契。
The first thing I'd arrived at college is to find a church and a fellowship.
然后一开始天天就是祷告读经，然后有着一个就是为主而活的心。
And then I maintained this heart to live for God, to have my daily scripture reading and devotion.
可是就是后来一点点就开始放松了。
But then I was becoming a little carefree.
你可能也知道我后面要讲些什么。
And perhaps you are getting what I'm trying to say now.
然后我就想让你注意一点，就是我是说一点点。
And I only say a little bit.
就是 slowly 慢慢。
And then I turn carefully, you know, in a very slow process.
不是有一天我决定说，哦，我不想再看圣经了。
Yeah, it's not just one day all of a sudden I decided not to read the Bible anymore.
就是今天忘了，然后 明天有事情，然后过两天朋友来找你。
It's always like today I forgot, next day somebody come to visit you.
而且大学呢，也有好多人喜欢就是来挑战你的信仰。
And a lot of people in college, they would like to challenge your faith.
然后我就在大学有过一个非常非常不可思议的事情。
And there is something amazing that happened to me.
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. 就是，我从来都没有过男朋友。
I never had a boyfriend before.
然后我不觉得这是一个奇怪的事情。
I don't feel it's something unusual.
可是在大学呢，就是一个很奇怪的事情。
But it is very strange in college.
然后我从来都没有想过别人会这样讲我。
I never would thought of the people will talk to me like that.
他们就是开始怀疑我是不是有同性恋这样。
They were actually suspecting that where you know I have
lesbian.
Being a lesbian, right?
一开始呢，我觉得说这是闹着玩的，会过去的。
I thought in the beginning that they were just poking fun at me.
可是这个事情就是越来越严重，因为他们就觉得。 你看你20岁了，你从来都没有，你是不是就是因为喜欢女生？
Perhaps they look at me in that way that, well, you're 20 years old and you don't have a boyfriend. Do you like a woman?
而且我还有一件事就是，我记得有一段时间我妈妈在中国，然后哥哥在伊拉克。
And at the time that my mom was in China and my brother was in Iraq.
然后那段时间我就是非常的孤单，然后非常的沮丧。
I was very lonely and a little depressed at the time.
但是就在那个的时候，又加上我不读圣经。
But at that very moment when I am lacking in the Bible reading.
所以后来就是有很长一段时间我都没有看圣经，我只是就是去教会。
There was a span of time when I didn't read the scripture, even though I continued to go to church.
所以我想对就是你们三位要去大学的弟兄姐妹讲的就是。
And what I would like to say to this year's high school graduate is.
很多你不可思议的事情在大学会发生。
A lot of ridiculous things will happen to you in college.
你也会常常的软弱。
And perhaps you may be weak.
你也会常常的就是没有希望。
Perhaps you feel a sense of helplessness.
可是我知道，如果你天天的去读圣经，追求神的话。
But I can tell you, if you read the Bible every day to pursue God,
你一定会得胜的。
You will be victorious.
那像我就没有。
It didn't happen to me.
我一点一点的离开神。
And I really stray a little bit more and more from God.
我觉得我不需要他。
And I feel that I don't have to be fearful.
所以这个功课我学得非常的辛苦。
And this lesson I really learned the hard way.
神说太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And the scripture said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God.
最后我想就是读两段经文，就是当时神对我讲话的时候。
I would like to read two pieces of scripture, how God spoke to me.
是在哥林多前书一，哥林多前书的十五章。
In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
三十二节到三十四节。
From verse 32 to verse 34.
他说，我们就吃吃喝喝吧，因为明天要死了。
Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
你们不要自欺，滥交是败坏的善行。
Do not be misled.Bad company corrupts good character.
你们要醒悟为善，不要犯罪，因为有人不认识神。我说这话是叫你们羞愧。
Come back to your senses as you ought, and stop sinning. For there are some who are ignorant of God. I say this to your shame.
然后我读完这个，我是很羞愧。
And I really feel ashamed after I read this piece of scripture.
然后神又跟我讲。
And then God, spoke to me again.
你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
In the book of Deuteronomy, God told me that you love your Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
我都没有做到。
And I haven't done any of those stuff.
当神就是这样用话来跟我们讲话。
And God always speaks to us in that manner.
如果你不看圣经的话呢，你就跟神没有这样的就是关系。
If you do not read His words, then you do not have that intimate relationship with God.
所以就是我最大的想让你们记住，就是能想起的，就是每天谦卑的来到他面前，寻求他的话。
That's why I encourage you again to read His words every day to pursue God.
就这样。
Thank you.Next, we have the mother of one of our graduates who would like to share with us. 下一个是一个母亲，是木兰姐妹。
弟兄姐妹平安
，Peace be to brothers and sisters。
今天要跟大家分享是感恩。
Today I want to share with you is a thanksgiving。
我常常想起神在创世以前拣选了我们这一句话。
Often I remember what Bible said about God has chosen us before the foundation of the world。
可是我。在今天这个日子，我真的很对这句话有很深的感受。
But today I have really a lot of thoughts about this sentence.
我女儿婷婷十八岁了。
My daughter Christina is 18 years old.
十八年好像很长，可是又好像在昨天一样。
18 years seems to be very long, yet it was seemed to be just yesterday.
我记得那个她出生的时候，医生跟我说是个女孩子的时候。
I remember when she was born and the doctor told me it was a girl.
我有一点吃惊。
I was a little surprised.
因为我怀孕的时候，我的朋友说我应该生个男孩子。
Because when I was pregnant, my friends told me that it should have been a boy.
可是我看到他第一眼的时候，我就很爱他。
But when I laid my eyes on her, I loved her.
我觉得神很爱我，因为虽然我不认得他，可是他很爱我。
I felt that God loved me very much. At that time, I didn't know God, but I knew that He loved me.
因为他知道我没有人可以问怎么带这个孩子。
Because He knew that I didn't know whom to ask about how to raise this child.
所以他等于给了我一个模范宝宝。
So He gave me a model child.
我的婷婷她很健康，她不哭也不闹。
And Christina was very healthy. She didn't fuss and she didn't cry.
他会跟医生说谢谢，在医生帮他打了针以后。
Even after she got a shot from the doctor, she would tell the doctor thank you.
那我每一次，我不管放什么在他嘴巴，他都吃。
No matter what I place in her mouth, she would eat it.
所以他有一个小名，我们叫他肉肉。
So she had a nickname. We call her Meaty.
那后来我们家里也起了变化，那婷婷她从来也没有问过我。
Later on, our family has a little change, but Christina never asked me.
她陪我度过那些很不好的光景。
She just accompanied me and shared with me through that difficult time.
我知道她那段时间，她有的时候。他也很慌乱，他也很不晓得该怎么办。
I knew that during that time she was very confused and didn't know what to do.
我也知道他很想他的爸爸。
And I knew that she missed her dad very much.
然后我的注意力大部分都在他弟弟身上。
And at that time I was paying a lot of attention to her brother Jonathan.
我这样回头看，我知道，因为我们是他拣选的，所以主在那个时候，即使我不认得他，他还是替我看了婷婷。
So now I looking back, I knew that even though I didn't know God, but God was looking after Christina.
就在那个时候，婷婷跟我讲要我带她到教会去。
At that time, Christina asked me to take her to the church.
我不是很。我不是很注意这件事情。
I didn't pay a lot of attention to this thing.
可是我开始发现我们中间有了距离。
But at that time I discovered that there was a distance between us.
我没有办法了解她到底在想什么了。
I couldn't understand what she was thinking.
我也没有人我可以问到底怎么带她。
And there was no one I could ask about how to raise her.
所以我就问了朋友，他们就告诉我天成教会，我就来到了教会。
So I asked my friends, and they told me about East Bergen Christian Church. So I brought her here.
我记得第一天来的时候，在回家的路上。
I remember the first day we came, and on the way back home.
我婷婷说，中饭很好吃。
Christina said the lunch was very good.
然后他说：“妈妈，以后，不管如果不喜欢，我们总是去吃一顿。
”She said, "Mom, even though we didn't like the church, we can go there and have lunch."
我们就每个礼拜回到这边去。
So every week we came for lunch.
We 在这边其实找到了我们的家。
Actually, we found our home here.
婷婷她成长中学高中，她有低落的时候，有快乐的时候。
Christina went through her high school years, and there were times that she was low, and there were times when she was not happy.
她心情不好的时候多。
A lot of times she wasn't very happy.
我其实很担心，可是我也很无助。
Actually, I was very worried, but I was helpless also.
可是我知道神一直在保守着她。
But I knew that God was protecting her, watching her.
当然看到她不听话，我常常对她有无理的要求，我也对她非常不合理。
Watching her being a little rebellious, I became a little demanding.
可是我知道神一直在安慰她。
But I knew that God was comforting her always.
所以我看她成长。
So I watched her grow up.
她变了好多。
She has changed a lot.
她有时候有点疯狂。
Sometimes she is a little crazy.
她有时候有一点叛逆。
Sometimes she was rebellious.
她有时候又很美。
And sometimes she is beautiful.
她又有点梦想。
Sometimes she was dreaming.
我希望她有更多的选择。
She has more choices.
我感谢神，我感谢他的恩典跟他的怜悯。
I thank God. I thank Him for His mercy and grace.
他拣选了我们。
He has chosen us.
让我们成为他的儿女。
So that we become His children.
婷婷知道神的智慧高过妈妈的智慧。
Christina knows that God's wisdom is higher than mommy's wisdom.
神的道路高过妈妈的道路。
And God's way is higher than mommy's way.
所以我感谢神，也希望婷婷也有更好的一天。
And I pray that Christina will have an even better life.
谢谢。
Thank you.
。Before we continue with more testimonies, I would like to just make a few brief announcements. 在我们继续分享做见证之前，我有一些很简单的报告，请大家看看，请许丹。This week and next week's church cleaning will be done by high school and middle school. Thank you.请大家注意6月19号晚上礼拜二，我们请了 Crento 弟兄来一次为英文施工来祷告，假如你愿意参加的，你很欢迎。6月19号礼拜二晚上8点钟。June 19th Tuesday night, Brother Crento will come to pray along with us for the English ministry, so you are more than welcome to come and join us to pray together. 中文学校请大家注意报名是6月23号截止，请跟那个江淑英姐妹联络。关于连长公寓，关于灵命今生会，关于张鲁家弟兄全福音的时间地点，也请大家注意把这个情绪单带回家，谢谢。在我们继续做见证之前我们先唱一首诗歌，也是来感谢刚才已经做了见证。 We're going to sing a hymn nowTo give thanks for the testimonies that we have already heard. 诗歌是葬礼最好的献于主。Give of your best to the master.
Thank you. sing verse number one, and then the entire congregation will sing the chorus. 然后第三次是chat经常理解，然后我们全教会副歌。
Next will be a young brother who has finished his first 3 years in college, and he would like to share with us.
下一个是一个年轻的弟兄，他刚刚读完大学第三年。 Jeffrey. I'll try to translate.
I'm grateful for this opportunity to share some of the lessons I've learned during my college years.
我很感谢有这个机会，在我大学三年里面，神所教导我的功课。
Although what I am sharing may be geared towards those entering college,
可许我所分享的，即使对一些要进大学的同学。
I believe these lessons can be applied to anyone entering a new stage in his life.
但是我相信，我这一些功课是对每一个人。
For instance, entering into a new job.
比如说你有一份新的工作,
or moving into a new community.
比如说你要搬到另外一个社区,
so whenever I come home from college, people ask me the usual question, how's college?
每一个人总是问我同样的问题,大学怎么样?
Pastor King studied at the same school I go to currently, and so he would always ask me, how's college? How's RPI?
因为金姆斯也是跟我同一个大学毕业的，所以他常常问我大学怎么样, RPI大学怎么样?
I always respond the same way, college is easy.
我从来都是用同样的回答，就是大学蛮轻松的。
But that response only describes how I'm doing in one aspect of college.
但是我这个回答只是形容大学的其中一方面。
I'm talking about my academic life, and how I'm doing with my grades.
就是我大学的那个功课的成绩。
There are other aspects of college life that I've noticed.
但是我在大学里面看见大学许多方面。
Of course, there's the social life.
当然有这个社交的生活。
For some people, there's a financial part of college life.
对一些人来讲，念大学也有经济这一方面的负担。
Working to help pay for their loans, or just wanting to have some spending money.
可是他们有打工，在大学里面打工，有还那个贷款，也可能是多一些零用钱。
And most importantly for us Christians, there is a spiritual aspect.
但是对我们基督徒来讲，最重要是我们要属灵的这一方面。
how we've been growing in Christ away from home.
这是我们离开了家了以后，我们在耶稣基督里面怎么样长进？
And so I ask,
所以我请问大家，
What is your reason for going to college?
你去大学，你的原因是什么？
Perhaps you're thinking about that job you've always wanted.
或许你是在想，我读好书，我能找到一份非常好的工作。
And so you want to do well in school to get that job.
所以你就好好的读书。
For me, I wanted to do well, and get that job so I could make my family proud.
我也有一样的想法，就是说，也让我自己的家人的光荣。
Maybe you don't care about the academics.
或许你不是很忧虑这个学校的成绩。
And you just want to have fun away from home, away from your parents.
就是说你想着离开家，离开的父母，能享受那个大学的乐趣。
You might not even have a reason.
或许你根本不知道进大学是什么原因。
And you're just going to college because you're supposed to.
就是你认为进大学是理所当然的。
I don't know your reasons for going to college.
我不知道你进大学的原因是什么。
But what I've learned is that God has a reason for you to go to your specific college.
但是我学习到了，就是神差遣你到一个大学，有他的美意。
And it's the same basic reason for everyone.
这一个原因是对每一个进大学的都是一个基本的原因。
God is sending you to that college to minister to those who are not saved.
神差遣你到一个大学，用来侍奉那一些还没有认识主的人。
This took me about 2 years to figure out.
这个我用了差不多两年才了解这一个事实。
In the first few years of my freshman year, I really didn't like where I was.
在我大学第一年的头几个礼拜，我有一点不喜欢这个环境。
I had already planned to do well for a semester and then transfer to another school.
我已经计划我第一个学期好好读书，然后我再转到另外一个大学。
But in that first year, God told me to stay.
但是整个大学第一年里面，神他要我停下来，停留在这个大学。
I didn't know why.
我不知道为什么。
But when God tells you to do something, you do it.
但是早上我有这个感动，神对我讲的，我就去遵从。
And so I stayed.
所以我就留在这个 RPI 大学。
And in my sophomore year, as I began to be more active in the church and serving in various ministries.
到我大学第二年，我开始。有一个经常的教会生活，也有一点侍奉。
I realized that I was at RPI because God needed me there to be His servant, to be His minister.
我明白神送我到 RPI 是因为他要我成为他的仆人，成为他属灵的执事。
I want to share a statistic that I heard.
我想跟大家分享一个统计。
And while I don't know how accurate it is,
我不知道这个统计的准确性是多少。
The message behind it is a very clear warning.
但是这个统计的信息是非常清楚的一个警告。
The statistic says that 90% of those freshmen who've professed that they believe in Christ.
这个统计说，进入大学第一年里面，所有说他们是基督徒的学生
fall away by the time they graduate.
90%在第一年以后就流失了。
College is one of Satan's favorite areas to stir up trouble in God's kingdom.
大学就是撒旦很喜欢用一个地点、一个环境去打扰、去煽动那个神的国。
College is the first time you will be away from the comfort and protection of your family and of your church.
那个大学也是你们第一次离开保护你、令人很舒适的家庭与教会。
In a sense, you're spoiled at home.
在从一个观点来讲，你好像被宠坏了。
Because you already have all this accountability around you to keep you afloat.
因为你的家人、你的教会都为你承担了所有的责任，令你生活的那个很舒适。
But in college, you will have to actively fend off Satan's temptations, and there are many.
但是大学里面，你又很主动去抵挡撒旦的引诱，引诱非常多。
Common advice for first-year students is to find a place where you can fit in.
有很多人对你的对进大学的忠告就是找一些团体，所以你很容易的融入。
This may help you get accustomed to college life.
当然，这个可以帮助你适应大学的生活。
But ultimately, God does not want you to fit in.
但是 最终神不要你单单去融入。
He doesn't want you to fit in, but he wants you to stand out as a light amongst the darkness.
神要你突出，也站出来，好像是黑暗里边一个明光。
I want to look at Matthew chapter 5.
请我们大家看马太福音第五章第十五节到十六节。
It says, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house.
人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，所照亮一家的人。
In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，并将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So while it's great to do well in school and to enjoy college life,
当然你的学校读书读得很好，你也很享受大学的生活是非常好。
And I encourage you to do so.
其实我也鼓励你们这样。
My hope and my prayer,
我的盼望，我的祷告
is that your first priority is to serve God.
但是你首先，你最优先的就是要侍奉神。
For that is the calling He has given you for the next 4 years.
因为这是他对你们以后四年的护照。The next to make testimony is one of this year's graduates. He has been in this church forever. He finally graduates. 下一个是一个年轻的弟兄，他在这个教会很久很久了，终于他毕业了，是 Caleb.
他需要弄高，我不需要。
Hello, everybody.
Hi, 大家好。
It's great to hear everything that you guys have to say to us.
实在是很高兴能够在这里，你们可以听我。
And it's just encouraging to look back on our time, my time at this church, and see the love that you give us.
当我回头看的时候，实在感到这个教会你们给我的爱，实在是怎么样鼓励了我。
Today I just want to share something that I feel that God really has been slowly but surely teaching me.
今天我只想跟大家分享一点，是神是怎么样确定的教导我的。
And it's something that I'm sure everyone here knows and that we hear a lot, but I really feel like, especially in my high school years, that it's becoming real in my life.
我知道我们都听了很多，可是我最近在我的高中生的时候，高中生活里面，我实在觉得这个变成那么的实在。
And that it's really coming into action in my life.
实在不但我听得多了，我现在也把它化成一个行动。
And I share this because I feel like it's what God's been doing in my life, but I want to encourage especially the youth group.And even the young adults, and even hopefully the adult congregation, I guess.
我知道神已经能够既然坐在我身上，因此我也很盼望我们中间的年轻人，我们的职业青年，甚至我们的中文的大人们都能够知道这个。
But it's this principle, it's this teaching that as children of God, the life and teachings of Jesus Christ have to consume us.
这个我要讲的就是这个耶稣基督他所有的教导跟他生活的榜样应该成为我这个人的全部。
And that if we're to experience everything that God has in store for us, we have to give everything to him.
我们既然领受了主给我们所有的东西，我们就应该把整个人都献给他。
Every single area of our life.
在我生命中的每一个细节的部分。
Everything.
每一部分。
And, There are a lot of different reasons why I say this and a lot of different things that have been going on in my head that I can't really pinpoint.
实在有很多的方面我想说，可是我实在很难指出哪一个特别的哪一点。
But through all the, I guess, mundane and things that are going in my life, some big things too, I really feel like God has been teaching me to give everything I have to him.
对我来讲的话，我实在真正觉得说，神是在一再的教导我，我要把我生命中的每一部分都献给他。
One obvious example at this graduation is just the college process.
举一个例来讲，当我要高中毕业的时候，我要申请大学。
And that's not necessarily the biggest part for me in this, but it was an area that God told me to give them.
对我来讲的话，大学并不是那么深的，不是说哪一个大学就代表我全部的中心，可是确实神要用着这个机会来教导我。
And I felt like God told me that, or just that.College for me shouldn't be about where I was going to get the most recognition, I guess.
对我来讲，神就提醒我说，去上哪个大学，那个去得到人的肯定，那个并不是最重要的。
Where people would, you know, slap me on the back and be like, "Great job, you're going to Ivy League."
当人拍我的背说，哇，你真的上好大学，真棒，那个不是我所要的。
Or not even. I don't think it was. It's even about where I'm going to get the best education.
我至于我拿到什么样的学位，也不是最重要的。
But I think when I approached applying to college and choosing what college I wanted to go to, it was all about where God could speak to me most.
当我选择学校的时候，我选的重点是说，我到哪里去，那个环境里面，神可以更多的跟我说话。
Where I could grow closest to Him and where.He could use me.
而是在哪里我可以更好的属灵的成长，而且他能够牵着我的手。
And I mean, I'm not sure if Wheaton College is the exact right decision.
虽然我现在到了 Wheaton College, 可是我不确定说那个是不是就是真的最好的一个地方。
But I feel at peace with that decision.
可是当我做这样决定的时候，我心中蛮有平安。
And college is just one small example, I think.
而我举的这个大学申请学校，这只是很小的一个例子。
I think it goes far beyond these seemingly big choices like college or your job or something.
当然，在这个后面还有很多的，比如说你要找工作等等。
That every decision in your life, Even the way we think has to be taken over by the life of Jesus.
事实上，在你生命中的每一个决定，你都应该用耶稣基督在圣经上的教训来衡量。
And I kind of think that's a big thing for me, that the way that I think, I feel like Jesus is taking over.
所以我感觉一个很重要的事情，就是说现在我不论怎么样思想想一个事情的时候，我觉得说我都要让耶稣基督来掌权。
And the way that I view certain issues.
我怎么样来做的时候都是他所预。
And I realized that if I were ever to explain my reasoning to someone who didn't have Christ in their life, it wouldn't make sense.
Say it again.
If I were to explain how I think or why I feel about something to say one of my non-Christian friends, they would just、oh. it wouldn't make sense to them.
现在就像我怎么样跟我那些不信主的朋友们讲话的时候。那他们，我跟他讲什么，他们都觉得，因为我就是那样的一个人，他们觉得是理所当然。
But what I've learned is that God is not a part of us.
我所学到的是神并不是只是我生命中的一部分。
Jesus is not a part of us.
耶稣基督不是只是我生命中的一部分。
But Jesus is us.
耶稣基督就是我的全部。
God, the life of Jesus has to be so intertwined into our beings that we're inseparable.
耶稣基督他的生命进到我的生命里面，应该是完全融合在一起，而是不能分开的。
And I just want to give you an example.
我只想给你一个例子。
I have this good friend who recently became a Christian.
我最近有一个好朋友信了主。
About a year ago now.
差不多一年了。
And she comes from a non-Christian family.
她长大在一个非基督徒的家庭。
And she's been having some trouble with her parents and her family recently.
她最近跟她的家人父母有了冲突。
Because she feels like they kind of don't understand each other.
他们好像就中间不能够彼此的了解。
And her parents keep on saying to her, "Why aren't you making effort to allow us to know you more?"
她的父母就告诉她说，你为什么不努力一点，让我们能够更多了解你呢？
And she says she has because she's invited them to her church many times.
她说我已经试过了，因为我邀请我的父母到教会很多次了。
But every time she invites them, they decline.
每一次当她邀请的时候，她父母都拒绝。
Because they say that church is your thing.
她的父母说，那教会那是你的事。
And she tells me that that hurts so much.
她说实在这个很伤到她的心。
And that's so difficult for her.
实在是对她来讲非常的困难。
Because she feels like her parents are saying to her, church is your thing. We want to know you, but we don't want to know that part of you.
他就好像感觉到父母说我们要认识要知道要多了解你可是我却不想了解你的信仰
We want to know the rest of you but the God part you keep on your own
我很想多了解你所有的事情可是除了你那个神的那一部分我没有兴趣
And she said to me that's difficult because that God part is the whole thing
可是他告诉我说这对我来讲实在是非常的困难因为那个神的那个部分就是我的全部
That church part is her.
而这个教会的那个部分也就是我的全部。
And I mean that it's painful to hear. It's painful for me.
对我来讲也是非常痛苦的。
Because I mean, it's painful to hear a family that's, you know.
当我听到一个家庭里面有这样的矛盾的时候，我很难过。
But there is a little bit of joy in that.Jesus is taking over her life.
可是当我从这里我也感到说，实在是耶稣当他来掌权的时候，他胜过一切。
And I feel like this is where one of the passages in the Bible that never made sense to me makes sense now.
曾经有一段经文对我来讲，我实在都弄不懂，可是现在我突然懂了。
And I remember Gerald shared with me a little bit because he's kind of in the same situation. But this passage is in Luke 12.
在路加福音第十二章里面这一段 Gerald 曾经跟我分享过
And it's where Jesus says that I have not come to bring peace but division
就耶稣他说了他说我来到世界上我不是要给世界上带来和平我反而是给世界上要带来纷争
That he's come to turn father against son, mother against daughter and so on.
因为他来到世界上他要使父亲与儿女的心相悖
And the same thing in Matthew 10 when he says, anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me.
在马太福音第十章也是类似的话他说如果又有人爱他的父母子女甚于爱我的他就不配做我的门徒。
And that never made sense to me.
对我来讲我实在都听不懂。
Why would this God of peace come to bring division?
为什么耶稣基督来神来世界上要带这样的事情来
I think Jesus is stating here not what he wants, but the reality of things.
后来我搞懂了原来并不是说耶稣他来到世界上要把世界上故意造成这样而是他讲了一个事实。
And it's this concept that When you have Jesus in your life, He transforms everything about you.
就是当你有耶稣基督进到你的生命里的时候，他把你所有的人都改变了。
And naturally, that will bring division with others who do not share the same thing.
那当然，当你的生命改变的时候，那些没有改变的部分的家人，就会有这样的冲突。
I remember hearing in a sermon once.
我曾经记得我听过一个信息。
That a lot of Christians view Jesus, and I've shared this before, as kind of like supplemental Jesus.
我那个信息里面讲说，很多的人他认为耶稣基督只是那个多余的那一部分。
That he's kind of like, you know, a multivitamin supplement.
就好像说你要吃维他命，吃也可以，不吃也可以，没有问题。
He's a good guy to, you know, keep on the dashboard of your car, always remind you that he's there, but he's on the side.
耶稣很好，那么你就在你开车的时候就把它摆在那个驾驶座前面就可以了。
And I think a lot of us are like that.
很多的时候我们真的是这样。
It might not be that, you know, Jesus is that much on the side, but still I think a lot of us don't give everything we have to Jesus.
当然我相信我们很多人并没有把我们所有的全部给耶稣。
And the speaker said, instead of supplemental Jesus, we need to have transformational Jesus.
所以这个讲员说我们不是能够把耶稣当作那个可以有可以没有的，我们要把耶稣当作所有的。
It's not even that Jesus is that. It's not that we need to have that, but Jesus is transformational.
他并不是说我们需要那样，而是真的耶稣他自己本身就是使我们改，就是改变我们的。
So I mean that's just what God has been showing me.
所以这就是神摆在我心里面的话。
That if we were to experience.Everything that God wants us in a relationship with Him, we have to give everything we have to Him.
如果我们要跟随耶稣基督的话，我们必须把我们全人献给他。
Our school,
我们的学校
，our friends, our visions, our relationships with the opposite sex,
我们的 朋友，我的学学校，甚至我跟我的异性朋友相处。
Yes, our money.
或者我们的钱财。
Everything we have has to be given to Jesus.
我所有的都应该献给神。
And I definitely haven't done that yet.
Excuse me.
I haven't done it yet completely for myself.
我虽然必须承认我并不完全，我还没有做到。
But I will say that through no strength of my own, that God has been changing me to be more willing to give him what I have.
可是经过我自己这么走过来，我越来越知道神在一直在改变我，使我越来越愿意。
And sometimes it's tough, but the blessings that come with knowing that this is the right thing is, it's.
虽然很多时候很困难，可是我真的有一个祝福，真的福气是我知道这是真实的事情。
So I just want to leave you with that.
所以我就想把这些送给大家。
Thank you for giving me a home.
谢谢你们给我这一个属灵的家。
And caring for me.
而且这么爱我。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Sharing with us next is a brother. He graduated from high school like in 1998, okay, 9 years ago. And we are very grateful. He accepted our church's invitation. He flew in from North Carolina on Friday, especially for this service, especially to share with us. And he's going to leave right after church. 下一位年轻的弟兄，他是九年前在高中毕业，他的家已经搬到北卡去。我们很感谢神，他接受我们的邀请，他回来跟他的年轻弟兄姐妹来分享。他礼拜五晚上到，他等一些聚会完了以后就飞回北卡的。Smindy, Joanna, can you sit over here? Now, please bear with Mindy. He's going to do his own translation. Okay. 那个 Mindy 和中文、英文一起讲。
Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you for this opportunity to share with you my walk with Christ during college and now during graduate school. 大家们好，谢谢大家能给我这个机会，我能跟你一起分享。我是从大学到现在研究所的在基督里面的经历。I hope that my testimony will encourage you in your walk with Christ. 我希望我的见证能帮助你们。During eighth grade, my mother had a ruptured blood vessel, a brain aneurysm. She spent over 3 months in the hospital. Her heart stopped twice, and she had brain surgery. 在我八年级的时候，我的妈妈她的脑子血管爆掉，她在医院花了超过3个月，她的心脏停止跳动2次，她也需要开脑子刀。God healed her and many brothers and sisters from this church prayed and supported us. 上帝救了她，这里有很多弟兄姐妹为我们祷告，也帮助我们很多。It was an enduring time through which I saw God's love and accepted Christ soon after that time. 通过那个时间，我看见上帝的爱，所以我妈妈出了医院以后，我就接受主耶稣。I grew in my relationship with Christ by attending this church. 通过这个教会，我灵命上就有很多的生长。I graduated Fairlawn High School in 1998. 我是从 Fairlawn High School 1998年毕业的。Michael Shum, Karen Lee, and myself were the first graduating class from this church. Michael, Karen 跟我是从这个教会是第一班的，从高中毕业到大学。I was very excited about college. I went to Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. This is where Jeffrey is now going and where Pastor King went before. 在那个时候我去上大学的时候非常激动我去了 Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute RPI 这个大学就是现在 Jeffrey 现在上的学校也以前从前经济兄也去的
他不是做广告
You might think that this school is a seminary but rather it is an engineering school你有可能想这个学校是一个程学院可是是一个工程的学校 In fact, the chapel was renovated and converted into a computer center举个例子就是在那个大学的教堂他们改变到一个电脑的房间 God was replaced by the gigabyte 上帝跟电脑是换了换的从一个从一个教育上的角度在大学我读了不错 From an educational perspective I did pretty well in college I graduated in 3 years and was second in my major 在大学我三年就毕业在我的专业上我是第二名 However from a spiritual standpoint I had many problems可是从一个灵命上的看法我有很多问题 I know in Chinese culture education is highly valued and sometimes even equated with morality 我知道在中国文化里在中国文化教育是非常要紧的东西有时候教育跟道德是平等的 Education is important butake second step to knowing and growing in Christ. 教育是要紧可是应该第一位是认识主耶稣。Your IQ does not get you closer to God. Your faith does. 你的 IQ 不会帮助你接近神是你的信仰会帮你接近神。Research showed overwhelmingly that what you do in the first 2 weeks in college determines what you would do for the rest of your 4 years in college. 有很多科学家发现你在大学前两个礼拜做什么东西就会影响你大学四年做什么东西。For me, during my first 2 weeks, I did not go to church, I did not have fellowship, and I did not have a quiet time.我呢前头两个礼拜我没有去教堂我没有去参加教会的活动我也没有看圣经 So I was very far away from GodSo, 我远离了什么了 My parents and many brothers and sisters here prayed for me to come back. Well, 我的父母跟这里很多弟兄姐妹为我祷告，想请我回到上帝的身边。But I did not want to because I was at that time enjoying what I thought was freedom but was actually a prisoner to sin. Because 在那个时候我不想回到教会因为那时候我以为我有很多自由可是我绑在罪里面 For example, I really wanted other people's approval rather than having God fill my emptiness 举个例子我非常喜欢得到别人的称赞 而不是让圣灵充满我。However, God was still searching for me. 可是上帝还在找我。During my last year in college, I worked in Wisconsin. 在我大学最后一年，我在 Wisconsin 工作。There the prayers of my parents and many brothers and sisters came true. 在那里，这里很多弟兄姐妹跟我的父母的祷告，有效果。I met a pastor who rocked my life. His college experience was just like what I had gone through. 在 Wisconsin, 我碰到一个牧师，他的大学的经验跟我的经验一模一样。Through him, my fire for God was renewed. 通过他，我回到上帝的身边。My life became filled with passion for God. I never had this kind of burning before. 我的意思，我就充满的主，通过他，我从来没有这种的感觉。So I read the Bible, I read reference books, I had fellowship, and I went back to church. I was back on track with God. 我就看重新看圣经，看了很多参考书，重新参加教会的活动，也重新回到教会里。So this has been carried over until now. I'm in North Carolina for graduate school. 我现在是在北卡读研究所。I've been leading the youth at a local church for the past 5 years. 我最近五年在北卡帮助一个附近的教会领导他们的青少人。I never imagined that I would be doing what I'm doing now. 我从来没有想到，做梦没有想到，我会做现在的事。God has blessed me immensely. 上帝祝福我很多。He can open doors that were closed, and He can even open doors that were never there before. 上帝能打开以前关的门，他也能造一个门以前没有门的地方。At work, my advisor is Christian, and his work ethic is so different than many non-Christians. 在我的工作的地方，我的导师是一个基督徒，他的工作的方式跟不是基督徒的人是完全不一样。The lab that he runs is one of 11 labs that is the best in MRI and CT imaging in the entire United States. 我的实验室是全美国只有十一个地方能做这种样子的核磁共振跟断层扫描的实验室。Yet, every morning he cleans the coffee mugs others have left behind.可是每天早上他洗人家丢下来的脏的咖啡杯。In 1 Corinthians, Paul writes about running a race in which to get the prize. 在哥林多前书第九章，保罗写我们在一个比赛里面应该追求一个奖赏。For the graduates of this year, I urge you to run this race in pursuit of holiness. 今年的毕业生，我要求你们参加追求这个圣灵的善跑。What is the goal of this race? 这个善跑的目的是什么呢？ Let's look at 2 Peter.Chapter 1, verses 5 to verses 8. 我们看看《彼得后书》
第一章第五节到第八节。For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
彼得前书五到八节，正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上前进，有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。
Now what if you run off track or even in the opposite way like I did during college? 那么如果你在这个上跑你走错路或者你倒跑，像我在大学的时候，continuing the next verse, Second Peter, 我们再看彼得后书。This is verse 9. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind. He has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins.
人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。
The blindness that Peter talks about is spiritual blindness that puts a distance between you and Christ. 这个瞎子彼得说的是圣灵上的瞎子，把你跟神造成一个很大的距离。Goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love.
德行、知识、节制、忍耐、前进、爱弟兄的心、爱众人的心。
The church is here to support you in this race and in developing these fruits of the Spirit that will enable you to become an effective and productive follower of Christ. 教会是在这里是帮助你发展这种圣灵的果子，让你变成一个基督的更随者。Peter closes to say in verses 10 to 11, 彼得然后再说， Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall. And you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富地得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
So I encourage you to run this race in pursuit of holiness. 我鼓励你们追求这个圣灵上的善跑。 College will bringmany new opportunities and temptations. 大学会带来很多新的机会，也很多新的试探。By growing in your faith through college, you will have a great impact in His kingdom that will bring you closer to God and lead others to Christ. 如果你在大学能增加你的信仰，你会有一个很大的影响在上帝的圣殿。也会越接近神，也会带别人到耶稣的身边。谢谢 ，Thank you。
We give thanks for all these testimonies from brothers and sisters。我们为这一些见证，真是来感谢我们的天父。Now Pastor King will give his exhortation for this year's graduates. 金弟兄为今年毕业的学生有一些劝勉。Gerald will translate.
事实上，我觉得今天好像根本已经讲过到了 ，right？
I felt like we already talked a lot about these things already.
因为实在是今天我们的年轻人他们所讲的实在都是主要我们听的信息。
All the things that our young people talked about are things that we needed to hear.
但是今天是一个很特别的日子，又是 Father's Day.
But today is a very special day, especially since it's Father's Day.
所以，请你们原谅我，我想。我跟年轻人，我真的看你们像我的孩子一样。你们再给我一点点的时间，我愿意把一个父亲的勉励给你们。
So I ask for your forgiveness that for Father's Day that you give me a chance to share with you.
从刚刚我们所几位所见证的，我想有几方面的勉励。我有一点，等于是一点结论来 wrap up。
I just want to take this moment just to wrap up a lot of the things that was talked about.
刚刚有几位真的是年轻人，他们把他们过去失败的经历，能够这么样的跟弟弟妹妹们都分享出来。
The past couple of testimonies that we had, we heard a lot of our young people share a lot of their weaknesses.
当我们到一个新的环境，尤其到大学的时候，你真正的信心要面临一个考验。
When you go to a new environment like college.Your faith is tested.
你的信心到底是你父母给你的信心，是你在这个环境里面给你的信心，还是那个信心已经在你的生命里面，可以让你自己去面对？
Is your faith the kind that comes from your parents or just being part of the church, or is your faith really the life that's inside your heart?
当然，我们都知道，我们到了大学里面，我们需要读经，需要参加聚会，可是什么样子的那个？的动机使你能够愿意跟神有一个个人的关系呢？
We know that when you're at college, you need to do your devotions and have fellowship. But what is it that really moves you to follow God?
弟兄姊妹，如果你的读经、你去参加聚会，只是人家告诉你那个是你跟神的关系，那可能你到一个环境的时候，你很容易就把这个关系失去了。
If you're reading the Bible and if you're going to fellowship just because other people are telling you to do it, that might be a problem.
真正我们跟神要建立那个个人的关系，是从你日常生活里面，你体会到神是这么的爱你开始的。
Really, faith starts with your own personal realization that God loves you.
就像我们有年轻人讲，这个你的信仰是你生命的全部，不是说你到教会是教会，你在学校就是学校。
Just like what some young people said earlier, your spiritual life has to be all of you. It just can't be a part of you.
今天我们这个聚会的名称叫做毕业的感恩的聚会。
Today our graduation is.Thanksgiving graduation.
当你对的人有感恩的心，常常看到人给你的好处，常常想到神这么爱你的话，你跟神的那个亲密的关系就建立了。
When you see all these people loving you and all these people caring for you, your relationship with God becomes closer.
所以作为一个牧者，我在这里你会觉得很奇怪，我不是告诉你说你一定要读经祷告，因为我如果告诉你必须要这样做的话，你没有那个爱，没有那个被爱的感觉，你做不来的。
So I know it's strange, but as a pastor, I'm not telling you to go fellowship and go read the Bible because if you're doing it just because I'm saying it, then you don't have the spirit moving you to do it.
你看，我们这里有个母亲，她说：“我是被神拣选的，我感觉我被爱。我在那么多的环境里面，神给我这样的恩典，我是被爱的。当你有这种爱，你有这种感恩的时候。”你不会，神不会离开你，你也不会长久的离开神。
Earlier we had a testimony from a mother who says that the Lord had her, the Lord chosen her, the Lord loved her. And when you have and when you feel that type of love, you know that God will never leave you and you won't ever stray far from God.
你就会想要读圣经，都明白神是怎么样的爱我，他对我的生命有什么计划，你就愿意参加教会的聚会。
You'll have a natural desire to want to read His Word. You'll have a natural desire to fellowship with other believers.
第二个方面，我看到今天我们有几位年轻人，他们从他们的失败里面学了管教的功课。
And today we also heard in the testimonies a lot of lessons being learned from God's discipline.
你知道那个属实一个年轻的人，越年轻你越早得到人家的肯定，不一定是一个好事。
You know, the younger that you are to receive other people's recognition is not necessarily the best thing.
尤其圣经里面讲到，当罗德他很年轻的时候，他就得了很多的财富。
Especially since
Lot.
We know that Lot, when he was very young, he received a lot of things.
他跟着他的叔叔，一个属灵的伟人，他出了乌尔，他可是也跟着他到了埃及去。
We see that we know that Lot left with his uncle Abraham and went all the way to Egypt.
可是当他受了这些世界的影响，他不知不觉的把那些财富、埃及的生活方式就进到他的心里面。
But when he was in Egypt, he let the culture of Egypt enter his heart.
所以虽然我们后面看到这个罗德，他没有直接的搬到索多玛里面去住。他最早的开始的时候，他是慢慢的把他的帐篷往着索多玛靠。
Though later on we know that even though Lot didn't move right into Sodom, that he set up his tent and his home closer and closer and closer.
刚刚我们有几位年轻人都讲到了，他们当时到了大学里面，他们不是不想去，可是慢慢的有一些事情，哎呀，我就不要去了，我就暂时就忙这个了。他们慢慢的就离开了神。
We heard testimonies from a lot of young people where it's not that they outright don't want to read the Bible or fellowship, but slowly and slowly.
我很喜欢刚刚 Jeffrey 讲的，说他的分享不是只是为着年轻人的。
I really like what Jeffrey said, how his testimony is not just for the young kids.
其实今天我们在这里年轻人分享是很深很深的道理，对我们每一个人，包括对我，都是一个属灵的提醒。
Actually, a lot of things that were shared today is very, very deep. Not only is it for the young people, but for myself as well.
当我们受世界的影响的时候，我们就慢慢的，我们让世界牵着我们走了。
When we begin to allow the world into our hearts, we allow the world to drag us to where the world is.
我今天看到有几位弟兄姊妹，我很高兴，因为我很长久没有看到你们。
Today I see a lot of brothers and sisters. I'm glad to see because I haven't seen you in a while.
我想你知道我在讲谁，你自己在笑。
You know who you are because you're laughing.
弟兄姊妹，我很感谢神今天又把你带回来。
Brothers and sisters, I'm really glad that you're back here today.
你如果再下个礼拜有事情，再下个礼拜身体不舒服就不来的话，你慢慢的你就离开了神。
If next week you have something come up, or next week you feel like you're not feeling well, you're going to slowly and slowly drift away.
尤其你们三位刚刚他们讲了，如果你一到大学，你在前一个 Mindy 讲说两个礼拜里面，你如果你的生活形态就决定了你这四年的大学生活。
Especially you three who are graduating, just like what Mindy said, the first 2 weeks, if you start drifting away, it's gonna be harder and harder in your college years.
Jeffrey 讲说有90%的人，你几乎你前面一点的，你就第一年的生活就决定了你将来差不多你会不会被流失掉。
Jeffrey talked about how 90% of people who go into college proclaim they're Christians lose the faith when they leave.
这是真实的。
This is a reality.
最后我要以三段经文跟年轻人跟大家来勉励。
Today I want to talk about three scripture verses.
也就是我想以两方面，一个叫做你要逃避什么，那么另一方面是你要追求什么。
The first part is what should you escape from, and the second part is what you should chase after.
你们有年轻人有自己的圣经或大人也是一样。我希望如果是年轻人，你自己在上面写上今天的日期，因为我希望这三个地方这一生能够带领你走神的路。
So for everyone, I pray that today you would write down the date, because I really want you to walk this path toward God.
第一个地方是在提摩太后书第二章的22节。
The first one is in
Second Timothy,
chapter 2, verse 22.
那你说你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
The verse says, "Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart."
逃避什么呢?
To escape what?
逃避少年的私欲.
To flee the evil desires of youth.
就是你到大学里面, 你到工作的环境里面, 有那些世界上的引诱, 你要逃避.
So when you go off to college and you see all the temptations that college have to offer, those are the things that you need to flee.
你要追求什么呢?
What should you chase after?
你要追求那些属灵的同伴, 那些清心祷告的人.
You should pursue other people who are giants in their faith.
跟他们除了你谈论那些世界上的事以外, 你跟他们, 跟那些属灵的同伴, 要常常一起祷告, 一起追求公义, 信德, 仁爱和平。
Not only should you talk about things of the world, but you should also gather together to pray with them.
第二个地方在诗篇第一篇。
The next one is in
Psalm.
Psalm, verse, chapter 1.
第一篇的第一节到第二节。
Verse 1 to 2.
那里说不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。
It says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers."
为喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
我们要逃避什么呢?
What are we fleeing?
恶人的计谋，罪人的道路，亵慢人的座位。
We're fleeing the counsel of the wicked, the way of the sinners, and the seat of the mockers.
我们不从，不占，不做。
We won't go, we won't do.
我们要追求什么呢?
What should we pursue?
喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想。
We should pursue God's law and meditate on it day and night.
第三方面,
the third point.
箴言书第三章5到6节。
Proverbs 3, 1 to 5.
只有看第5到第6节。 你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
逃避什么呢?
What should you flee?
自己的聪明。
Your own intelligence.
尤其少年人, 你今天真是太棒, 你知道好多的事情。
Especially you young people, today you're so amazing, you have so much knowledge.
可是在你一切所行的地上，事上你要认定他。 你要追求的事情就是要认定他。 You follow him.
But really, you need to follow God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 这是很简短的, 我把这三段的经文送给，或者说给你们这三位。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is a short summary of what I want to give to you.
我们父母都舍不得让我们的孩子那么早，好像让他们离开我们。
We as parents are always hesitant to let you kids go.
我曾经也常常用一个放风筝的例子来形容我们父母跟孩子的关系。
I like to use an analogy with a kite to talk about a parent's relationship with their children.
当我们开始放风筝的时候，很辛苦，那个风筝拿不起来，一直倒到地上，你有时候把风筝也打坏了。
When we first start releasing the kite, it's very, very difficult, and sometimes the kite just hits the ground.
你一直跑，那个风筝不听话，有时候又缠到电线，又弄到树上。
As you're running, the kite doesn't listen to you. Sometimes it hits a tree or gets caught in wires.
吴木兰有个乖乖宝宝，所以他可能是，对，可是很多的父母有个小时候带你的孩子，真的是这么辛苦。
Christina's mom is lucky because she has such a great child, but. We know that kids can be difficult.
可是有一天，当风刮起来的时候，风筝就上去了。
But one day when the wind comes, the kite will fly.
你要抓那个风筝，越抓越吃力，因为风好大的力量。
And as you're trying to pull on the kite, it's going to be more and more difficult because the wind is so strong.
或许到一个程度，风把那个线吹断了。
And at some point, the wind will be so strong that the kite will break away.
我们做父母的，你要去拉你的孩子，你拉不回来。
Parents, if you're trying to pull on your children, it's impossible.
就是你有很多的好东西要给他的时候，他迟早要离开你，他有自己的天地。
Even if you have all these great things that you want to give to them, they still want to go because they have their own destiny.
你把你的孩子交给谁呢？
Who are you going to give your child to?
交给那些无定的风向吗？那个风怎么吹，你就让你的孩子就吹走了吗？
Are you just going to give it to the wind that just blows here and there?
还是你像我们弟兄刚刚几位讲的，你用你的祷告，用教会的祷告，把你的孩子交在主的手里呢？
Or just like what our brothers and sisters said earlier, are you going to use prayer and use the church's prayer to help guide your child?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天神借着我们年轻的弟兄姊妹向我们说了很多的话。
Dear brothers and sisters, we have a lot of testimony today.
这些年轻人是教会给我们最宝贝的产业。
These young people are our church's most precious asset.
我在说，今天我身为父母，身为父亲，这是你们给我最好的礼物。
As a parent today, this is the greatest gift that I could receive. Thank you.